The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Bounce pass on that left side. Shot's no good. Tipped out of there. Schreiner comes up with it. Gives it for Damian Austin. Austin, bounce pass. Way up. Going to be good. Great ball movement there as David Erickson comes up with the easy bucket.
Today, it's live coverage of the Heartland Hoops Classic from Grand Island. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Williams, they lob it to Burr, no backside help, the layup is there. Peyton Burr with a good catch and score, 5 1/4, 14 in the game.
Some of the area's best high school basketball teams are paired against the state's best in today's 7th annual Heartland Hoops Classic. All the excitement is coming up next, but first through your Tech Team pregame show, we'll take you live to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Grand Island, Nebraska for the Heartlands Hoops Classic. I'm Jeff Babe alongside Randy Bushcutter, Merritt Lawson back in the studio taking care of us there. It's time for the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support the area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Well, game two will be between the Freeman Falcons and the High Plains Storm. Game one was a nice game, 51-48 victory for Overton. The Eagles led by Tanner Ryan with 24. In this one, it'll be a matchup, maybe one of the better matchups, 19-3 Freeman versus 19-1 High Plains. High Plains' only loss this year to Exeter Milligan, a Division I team, back on January 31st. It was a 9-point loss, but ever since they've won three straight. And for Freeman, they've lost on the year. They lost early to Lincoln Christian, a Division I team from C1, a Division I team from C2 in UTAN. And their other loss this year was in their conference tournament to Johnson County Central by 9. But they have won two straight since that loss. So a couple of teams looking for their 20th win tonight. We'll take a break. We'll have the starting lineups for you next. ESPN 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owner's insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
Back here on ESPN 1460-1550, game two of the Heartland's Hoop Classic between Freeman and High Plains. Let's meet your starters tonight on the 5 Points Bank starting lineup. Brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank. A very proud sponsor of all the area teams, coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank and Kearney, the better bank. We'll start with the Freeman Falcons. Again, 19-3 on the year. They're going to be led by number 13, Derek Vershusen, a 6-foot guard. Number 22, Isaac Fredericks, a 6-foot-3 guard and a junior. Number 23, Callan Solacek, a 5-foot-9 sophomore guard. Number 35, Dylan Machikin, a 5-foot-11 senior guard. And number 40, Cole Schuster, a 6-foot-3 senior forward for the Falcons. We'll take a quick break. We'll have the starters for High Plains next.
Today, tomorrow, together.
At Home Federal Bank, our convenient locations are the foundation. But we know that today's banking requires more, like innovative online solutions, mobile apps, text and email alerts, and mobile banking. Now with Mobile Deposit, our progressive services help you prepare for whatever tomorrow may bring. Together, we know this is a great place to call home.
Build your future at home. Home Federal Bank.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Continuing on with our 5 Points Bank starting lineup, 5 Points Bank and Kearney, the better bank. For the High Plains Storm, number 2, Ben Noonenkamp, a 6-foot-3 senior forward, averaging 6 points a game. Number 10, Cole Klingsporn, a 5-foot-10 junior guard, averaging 12 points a game for the Storm. And number 12, Logan Fleming, a 6-foot senior guard, averaging just shy of 20 points a game. We'll look at Fleming a lot tonight for the Storm. Number 13, Logan Engel, a 6-foot guard. He's a senior, averages 6 points on the year. And number 20, Dylan Schenick, a 6-foot-3 senior forward, averaging 9 points a game. The Storm are coached by Cameron Hudson, assisted by John Kuchera. The Falcons, I didn't say this earlier, head coach Jim McLaughlin, assisted by Kurt Little, Eric Rapp, and Ken Cook. For the Falcons. Falcons 19-3, the Storm 19-1. That was your 5 Points Bank starting lineup. Very proud sponsor of all the area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with some analysis of this game. We're about 4 or 5 minutes till tip-off. We'll take a break. Be back right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central Kearney.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We do have a change in the roster. Number 11 will be in for, I believe, High Plains. We have a sick injury on the field. I'll confirm that with Randy. Randy went and checked that for me. But we are just about ready to tip this baby off between the Falcons and the Storm. All eight games of the Heartlands Hoop Classic brought to you by the family stations of Platte River Radio, ESPN 1460, 1550, also Classic Hits 98 tonight. Brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination. DinsdaleAuto.com for a complete look at their inventory of over 400 vehicles, including BMWs, Chevrolets, Cadillacs, GMCs, Hyundais, and Hallmark trailers, located at South Webb Road in Grand Island and Stolly Park Road. Service, repair, and a full body shop. And don't forget about Home Federal Bank in Grand Island. Today, tomorrow, together, they can help build your home. Home Federal Bank in Grand Island, member FDIC. 19-1 High Plains Storm and 19-3 Freeman Falcons. Going to have a good one here at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. We're going to tip it off next here on ESPN 1460, 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Back here in Grand Island, Heartland Soups Classic, a change in the roster. Keelan Dorn will be wearing number 11 for Freeman tonight. If he gets in there, he'll be wearing number 11. It'll be a change on the program. Freeman Falcons coached by Jim McLaughlin, the Storm, coached by Cameron Hudson. Players are at the half-court line doing fist bumps and handshakes, and we're ready to tip it up. Tip is up in the air and controlled by the Storm. The High Plains Storm take the ball, working on the right side. That's Engel. Over to his teammate on the left side. Shot up three-pointer, no good. That's Klingsporn. Misses the shot. Rebound to Schuster for Freeman. Schuster going the other way now. Freeman working with the ball on the left side. McKaiken with the ball now for Freeman. Motioning the offense on the top of the key. Working on the perimeter. Three-point shot faked there by Freeman. Now it's at the top of the key. Dribbles the ball out of bounds, but it's going to be off a High Plains Storm. Freeman will retain possession. Freeman, the Falcons. 19-3 on the year. Inbounds the ball here. Into the low post. Whips it out to the perimeter. Now inside again. Shot up for the Falcons is up and good. And a foul. Schuster makes the shot. He'll head to the line. Try and make it a three-point play. 2-0 early lead. Or Freeman on High Plains. Free throw is up and good for Schuster. Cole Schuster's got all three of the points, 3-0 early on in this one. Heck of a contact there on the right wing. Looked like a quick elbow there, unintentional there, but it looked like Engel caught the Freeman ball carrier with the elbow, so it'll be a foul on him. First team foul, no intent there, so a quick inbounds here. Now High Plains working on the far corner there. Gets it back out to the top to Klingsporn. Klingsporn whips it across. Three-point shot thought about. Now inside, shot up and good. Nice up and under move there by the big man for High Plains. Dylan Schenk, 6'3" forward, puts in two. 3-2 right now. Freeman with the lead. Freeman on the other side. Shot up left hand, no good. For Fredericks. Now High Plains with it. Whips it up to the corner. Fakes the pass, was Engel. Engel still with it now. Picks up his dribble. On the other side. Back to Angle. Angle in the corner. Three-point shot up and front of the iron. No good. Rebound tipped around. Out of bounds. It'll stay with High Plains. Three-point shot there by Klingspor. No good. Now inbounds to Fleming. Fleming loses control of it. High Freeman steals it away. Freeman now with it. Right baseline. Turns the ball over. Fleming with the steal for the Storm. Fleming going full court, court to court. Makes the layup easy, too, for him. Coast to coast. Fleming with the points. High Plains with their first lead of the game, 4-3. Freeman now with it. Isaac Frecks at the point. Guarded there by Logan Angle. Now Scott with the ball. Gives it off to Vernhusen. Vernhusen shot up, no good. Rebound of the Storm. That was Noonenkamp. Noonenkamp gets it to the point. Now it's on the left wing. Picks up his dribble there. Have a tough time. Bad pass there. And looks like Freeman's going to get it back. Now High Plains turns it right back over to him. Numbers there for the Storm. Fleming goes up, shoots it, and gets fouled. The basket did not fall, but he'll head to the line to shoot two. Second personal foul already on Derek Vernhusen. First free throw up and no good for Fleming. Into the game for the Falcons, Brent Altman and Kalen Salacek. Second free throw will be coming up for Fleming. Fleming bends the knees, high arcing shot up and in. Easy free throw there. 5-3 the lead now for High Plains early on in this one. 5:08 to go. It's game two of the Heartlands Hoops Classic. Freeman now with the ball. Salacek gets it over onto the right wing. Altman dribbles it there. Working on the right side. Now gets it in the corner. Steps on the baseline. Good call there. Salacek working in the corner. Just had his right foot on the baseline. Turns it over for the Falcons. So High Plains will take it now. Working left to right as you look into your radio dial. Angle now with it for the Storm. High Freeman running a zone here. Inside, Klingspor tries to find Cole Klingspor. Freeman now with the ball. Altman with it on the right wing. Going to whip it around to the other side and looks like a timeout on the floor. Freeman will take it. We'll take it with him. 7-3 is your score. We'll have the first quarter action coming up next. ESPN 1460 and 1550.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy. Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Out of the timeout, Freeman will inbound it and turn it over right underneath their own basket. Turnover there by Schuster. Schuster turns it over. Now Freeman with it on the other side. Jabe Wirtz into the game for High Plains. Ball will go out of bounds. High Plains will retain possession. Schenk will take it out underneath. Now he'll give it over to Klingspor. Back to Schenk. Schenk, double team there, turns the ball over. Transition bucket here for Freeman, and Freeman will go up and get the dunk. Nice dunk there by Schuster, 6'1" senior, goes up high and dunks it in. Gets the crowd on their feet, 7-5. High Plains still in the lead. Klingsborn now with it. Shot up from the right baseline. No good. Back iron. Rebound to Fredericks for Freeman. Going the other way. Colin Bloom into the game. Frex now with it. Whips it on the right side over to Bloom. 3-point shot on the left wing. Contact. Shot up and good. Chance for a 4-point play for Colin Slotchick. Ran the offense to him. He kind of threw up a desperation three, got the contact. Bucket fell, so chance at a rare 4-point play for Colin Slotchick for Freeman. Freeman in the lead now, 8-7. Free throw up. No good, front of the iron. Rebound to Cole Harless for the Storm. Half-court pressure now for Freeman, and a kick ball there, kicked by Cole Schuster. Schuster doing a nice job defending the ball there. High Plains will have to take it out at midcourt on the far basket. Substitution in the game for the Falcons. Dylan McCaken into the game. And the Storm will inbound this one now. Logan Angle with it on the left side. Gets it over to Klingsborn. Klingsborn in the corner. To Jabe Wirtz. Wirtz back in the corner now. Ball goes tipped out of bounds. High Plains will retain possession. Checking into the game for the Storm. Tyler Martin, number zero, coming in for Jabe Wirtz. Wirtz will take a seat. 8-7. Freeman with the lead. High Plains with the ball. Angle has it. Into the corner. Nice pass underneath. Wide open layup for Cole Harless. Cale Harless, excuse me, number four. Puts it in the easy two. High Plains retakes the lead. 9-8. 2:27 to go in this one. Freeman now. Schuster thought about a three. Didn't take it. Over to Fredericks. Fredericks now gives it up to the right wing. Whips it across. Over to Fredericks again. Isaac Fredericks with the ball. Scott with it now. Back to Schuster. Schuster looking to go inside. Fredericks has the ball at the right wing now. Whips it out to Scott at the top of the key. Now over to McKaiken. Now it's on the right wing. Freeman running their offense on the perimeter. Shot up at the free throw line. Blocked there by High Plains. Before the shot was taken, a foul on the play off the putback. Basket no good. Foul on Freeman. Nice block there by the Storm. Freeman does pick up the foul now. Inbounded to Dylan McKaiken. McKaiken tries to find Slotchick. Slotchick loses out of bounds off of a High Plains defender, though, so they'll retain possession. Into the game now for the Storm. Dylan Schenk. Schenk back in the game. Start of this game for the High Plains Storm. 1:40 to go in this one. High Plains up by one. Freeman with the ball. Alley-oop attempt. No good there. Freeman trying to save it. They do. Getting pressured there on the ball. Now they're going to take it out. Slow it down. Fredericks with the ball. Working on the left side. Spins out of that one. And is going to throw this one away out of bounds. It's either going to be out of bounds or over the back. They'll take the out of bounds here. Good defensive pressure by High Plains. Forcing Isaac Frakes to go left. Wasn't able to do it. Threw the ball away on the inbounds. Now High Plains will take it. Klingsborn with the ball. Picks up his dribble. Tries to find his man. Angle. He finds him. Angle now working right side. Fakes the shot. Finds a man open underneath. Shot up by Schenk. Schenk was fouled on the attempt. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Nice job there. Angle finding Schenk. Schenk was wide open underneath and got hit hard and will have to earn it from the free throw line. Schenk. First free throw. Up and good. Nice shot there by Schenk. Extends the High Plains lead to two. 10-8 right now in the game. 1 minute to go. Opening quarter. Heartland's Hoops Classic game number two. Second free throw for Schenk, up and good as well. 11-8. High Plains on top. Freeman now. Across the timelines, Bloom. Bloom gets fouled there. High Plains coach unhappy with that one. Cameron Hudson disagrees with the call. Substitution into the game. A lot of substituting right now for the Storm. Pretty deep roster right now into the game. Ben Noonenkamp. Noonenkamp started this game as well. Now Freeman inbounds the ball. Van Houston has it. Now it's at the top of the key to Freaks. Freaks working on the right side now. Dribbling with his left hand. A lot of standing around. Nothing going on. Now they get some offensive motion going. Freaks finds Scott at the top of the key. Scott back to Freaks. Freaks maybe settling for the last shot here. 25 seconds to go in this one. Bloom has it. Bloom gives it up now. Freaks has it on the right side. Now it's on the left side with Mekhikan. Mekhikan with 12 to go. Back to Frakes. Frakes will dribble it out, and he'll probably take the last shot here. 7 seconds. Gets a double pick there at the top of the key. Rolls out. Tries to find a man for a three-point shot. Three-point shot up, and no good. And rebound at the buzzer is going to be drugged down by Tyler Martin. Three-point basket with about 2 or 3 seconds left on the play clock from well beyond three-point range. Back of the iron, no good, and that'll take care of the first quarter. High Plains leads it 11-8. We'll have the second quarter action next. ESPN 1460, 1550, PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Going to Bowling and shot for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Back here in Grand Island, High Plains leads it 11-8 over Freeman, led by Fleming and Schenck in that first half, their leading scorers. And then Schuster led the Falcons of Freeman. Freeman with the ball now on the high post. Now we're going to work it on the right side. Frakes works baseline, tries to kick it out. Shot up from three-pointer up and no good for the Storm. Rebound to Noonenkamp. Shot up on the other side is good by Schenck. Schenck gets the two. Noonenkamp got the first rebound off the miss. 13-8 High Plains. Three-point shot now up and no good for Schuster. And a rebound out to Martin. Martin on the left side now. Top of the key. Angle has it. Angle at three-point shot. He'll take a three. Long three. Back of the iron. No good. Rebound there to Schuster for the Freeman Falcons. Freaks will take this one. Offense runs through him for the Falcons. Ball's on the right wing now. Back into Freaks' hands on the left side. Now it's at the top of the key for Schuster. Now it's on the right side with Bloom. Bloom gets it back to himself at the top of the key. Shot up, three-point is good. Colin Bloom, his first three-pointer of the game. High Plains leads it 13-11 now. 6:22 to go in this one. High Plains counters now. Angle with it. Got a man wide open in the corner for three. Shot up, back in the air, no good. Long rebound to Freaks. Freaks will take this one. Gets it to Bloom. Bloom working that right side now. Gets it to Schuster. Schuster hands it off to Freaks. Freaks picks up his dribble, finds Bloom on the left side. Bloom will take the air out of there, set up the offense. Now it's on the right side. Now it's over to Schuster. Schuster at the top of the key. Thinks about the three, thinks better of it. Now it's over to Freaks. Freaks on the right side. Bloom has it, thinking about a three. Now he's dribbling one-on-one against Martin. Martin, good defensive pressure there. Freeman not getting a lot of good looks right now. Ball's on the left wing. Inbound, turn the ball over. Stolen away there by Shank. Shank steals it for the Storm. Martin now with it for High Plains. Picks up his dribble left side. Whips it over to Shank. Shank into the corner. Free pointer there. No good for Angle. Angle missed it there. Rebound of the Storm, however. Martin has it. Stolen away by Dylan Mikaikin. Mikaikin hard to the other side. Is fouled. Shot up was no good, but he'll head to the free throw line and get two. Foul will be on Martin. Tyler Martin, second personal foul. 15 foul for the High Plains Storm. Freeman will be at the line to shoot two. Dylan Mikaikin, first free throw back of the iron, no good. 13-11 to go. 13-11, 4:56 to go. Into this one. High Plains makes some substitutions here. Mikaikin from the line. 0 for 1 so far. Second one also no good. Rebound there to Noonenkamp for the High Plains Storm. Angle with it. Crosses over his man at the top of the key. Now into the corner. Wirtz. Back to Angle. Angle back to Works. Works dips it across. Now it's back to Angle, back to Wirtz. Wirtz, left-handed shot, three-pointer, back of the iron, no good. Rebound there for High Plains. Brought down by Vershusen. Mikaikin now with it, whips it across to Scott. Scott picks up his dribble, tries to force a pass, turned over there by the Storm. Stolen away by Angle. Angle, coast-to-coast with it, up and in. Easy two there for Angle, and a timeout on the floor. Timeout on the floor with 4:10 to go in this one. High Plains with a 4-point lead, 15-11. We'll take a break. We'll be back in 30 seconds on ESPN 1460, 1550. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Call Joe today for a check of your auto, home, life, or life insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Back here in Grand Island, Heartland's Hoops Classic. High Plains leads it by 4, 15-11. Three-pointer for Freeman. Top of the key, no good. Rebound to the Storm. Solacek pulled down the rebound. Schuster with the missed three-pointer. Now another shot up, no good. Rebound to Noonenkamp. Noonenkamp goes high and gets that one. Whips it up to Klingsporn. Klingsporn turns the ball over. One-on-one the other way for Freeman. Freeman with a nice lay-in and in. Solacek with another 2 points tonight. Cuts the High Plains lead to two, 15-13. Wirtz with it now. Wirtz finds Klingsporn. Klingsporn back to Wirtz. Wirtz is on the left side. Now into the corner. Fleming. Shot fake. Turned the ball over. Another turnover for the High Plains Storm. Stolen away there by Freaks. Freaks now gets it to the right side. Inside to Schuster. Schuster underneath. Shut up. No good. Pulled down by Noonenkamp. The rebound. High Plains now in transition. Klingsporn trying to cut through that zone. Takes it out. Now on the right side. Going to try baseline. Shut up from about 8 feet. Up. No good. Rebound up. And the putback was no good. But a nice rebound there by Cale Harless. And Harless is fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul was on Scott, Holden Scott, 6'5" sophomore, his first personal foul. Fourth team foul. First free throw up for Cale Harless, no good. 0 for 1 from the line, checking into the game for High Plains. Logan Angle taking a seat. Jabe Wirtz, second free throw for Cale Harless. Up and good. One and two from the free throw line. Substitution into the game. Harless makes the free throw. He'll take a seat at the bench. Freeman now down three. Ball over to Salacek. Salacek gets it to Freaks. Freaks from the free throw line. Shot up and good. Now the Manette. Isaac Freaks. 2-point basket for him. High Plains now with it. Klingsporn over to Angle. Angle picks up his dribble. Finds Klingsporn. Klingsporn head shot fakes on the three. Back over to Angle. Angle. He'll fake the three. Back over to Klingsporn. Klingsporn will drive and get fouled. Hand check on the way to the basket. No shot. Foul will be on Colin Salacek. His first, team's fifth. So no bonus situation yet. 2:20 to go till halftime. Ravenna Sanitation halftime show coming up. High Plains up by one and the ball. Three-pointer up and good for Logan Angle. Angle extends the lead to four. Three-point basket for Angle. Freeman now with the ball. Vershusen finds a man cutting back door. Shot up, no good for Schuster. Schuster missed it. Rebound pulled down by Fleming. Fleming goes coast to coast, tries to go up and gets hit hard, fouled. Basket does not fall, but he'll go to the line for two. Hard foul there, and it looks like we got an injury. Derek Vershusen, slow to get up underneath the own basket. So, got a timeout on the floor. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy. Call Joe today for a check of your auto, home, or life insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. We'll be back right after this.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
Back in Grand Island, Derek Vershusen, slow to get up, finally got to his feet, walking it off now. First free throw for Fleming. Back of the iron, no good. 19-15, the lead for High Plains. Second free throw for Fleming, up and good. Extends it to five now. Fleming with another point. Freeman now, Freaks has it. Across the timeline, going right to left. In the corner to McKeiken. McKeiken now to Schuster. Schuster finds Freaks. Freaks finds Scott. Scott wishes it to the right side. Now to Schuster. Schuster, three-pointer, top of the key. Up, no good. Long rebound out to Fleming. Fleming with it now. Fleming coast to coast, up and in. Easy two there for Fleming. Dribbled past his defender. 22-15, seven-point lead for the Storm. Freeman now. Nice move there on the left side. Kalen Salacek crosses man over. Drove to the hoop, picked up a foul. Basket did not fall, but he'll go to the line and shoot two. Sixth team foul on High Plains. First free throw up, no good. Back of the iron for Salacek. Foul was on Noonenkamp, his second. 1:16 to go, tell the Ravenna Sanitation halftime show. Second free throw up, back in the iron, no good. Rebound to Wirtz. Wirtz gets it over to Shank. Shank will take this one. Over to Angle. Logan Angle hanging on the ball. Over to Wirtz. Wirtz whips it across. Baseline shot now up and good. Fleming makes that one from the baseline. Under a minute to go now. 24-15, excuse me. 9-point lead for High Plains. Freeman now. Trying to get something going here before halftime. Freaks has it on the left side. Now to Scott. Scott back to Freaks. On the right side now. McKeiken has it. 27 seconds to go. Freeman likely to take the last shot here. Schuster has it at the top of the key now. Over to Bloom. Solacek, excuse me. Now Freaks has it on the right side. Dribbling with his right hand. He's going to hand it off now. Solacek with it. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. Picks up his dribble. Lost his dribble there. Tipped away there by Wirtz. Freeman will get it. Half court heave at the buzzer. Oh, in and out. Almost went in. Dylan McKeiken with a very, very long, deep look at three at the buzzer. In and out, no good. That's your halftime score. 24-15. High Plains, the Storm, lead the Freeman Falcons after one half a play. Stay tuned. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime show is coming up next.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to Grand Island Heartland Event Center for the Heartland's Hoops Classic Game 2 of 8. Freeman and High Plains. High Plains on top 24-15. I'm Jeff Babel alongside Randy Bushcutter, Merritt Lawson back in the studio producing and engineering for us. 24-15 on the scoreboard. How did they get there, Randy Bushcutter?
Well, so far, High Plains shooting ball pretty well. Unofficially, I have them being 8 of 9 shooting inside the arc, so they've only missed one shot inside of 19 feet or so. And overall, they're 9 of 17 from the field, so shooting over 50%. Freeman, not shabby, really. They're 6 of 18, so they're shooting 33%. High Plains, also 5 of 8 from the free throw line, but they are 1 of 8 from the three-point area. So that's one area they have not shot the ball real well from. Rebounding, High Plains has the edge, 12 to 8 here in the first half. And turnovers, both teams have turned the ball over twice, but Freeman has picked up a couple of steals, so that means High Plains actually does have two more turnovers than what Freeman has. For Freeman here in the first half, leading the way for them individually with pretty balanced scoring is going to be Kalen Sedlacek. Sedlacek with 5 points here in the first half, also with five will be Cole Schuster, Colin Bloom with three, and Isaac Fredericks with 3 points, with 2 points as well. So there's all 15 points here for Freeman in the first half. Meanwhile, for High Plains, who leads at 24-15 here at intermission. For High Plains, leading the way for them so far is going to be Logan Fleming. He's got 10 points at intermission. Six for Dylan Schenk. Logan Engel has five. Cale Harless with three. Those are the only four players that have scored so far for High Plains. And in terms of rebounding, Ben Nunnenkamp has six rebounds here in the first half for High Plains. He is the leading rebounder for them. Our halftime score, High Plains 24 and Freeman 15.
Nunnenkamp coming in on the season averaging only three rebounds a game, so he's doubled his output so far in that first half. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation halftime show. Ravenna Sanitation, don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. For your home, the farm, your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. We'll take a quick break, give you some more numbers, and preview some more games for you here on ESPN 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget, we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back to Grand Island for the Heartlands Hoops Classic, brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination, DinsdaleAuto.com, for a complete look at their inventory of over 400 vehicles, service, repair, and a full body shop. Also by Home Federal Bank in Grand Island. Today, tomorrow, together, build your new home at Home Federal Bank, member FDIC. 24-15, the lead, High Plains right now over Freeman. High Plains coming in on the year again, 19-1, their only loss. Back in the Crossroads Conference Championship game to Exeter Milligan, an Exeter Milligan team that's 17-3, so not a terrible loss there for High Plains Community. Freeman, 19-3, their three losses, two of them came early in the year against Class C1 and C2 teams. And they're playing UTAN and Lincoln Christian, High Plains Community, a D2 team. Fourth in the power points as of last check, up by 9 in this game. Well, the first game we had for you, Overton and Sutton, the 9 a.m. tip-off for breakfast and basketball. Overton won that one, 51-48. Tanner Ryan led the Eagles with 24. Hayden Cahoy finished with 9. They did have 22 turnovers. Sutton finished with 48, 15 of which from Cole Wiseman. Noah Johnson with 13 as well. 51-48 victory there for the Eagles. Again, here it's 24-15. Game three will be between Elkhorn South and Grand Island Senior High. That'll be a 12:30 tip-off right here on ESPN. Bishop Newman, Grand Island Northwest at 2:15. And the final game on ESPN this morning, Norfolk Catholic and Donovan Trumbull. That'll be an afternoon tip-off at around 4 o'clock. Then we'll switch gears. We'll head over to the FM for Southern Valley Grand Island Central Catholic on Classic Hits, KKPR, 98.9. Norfolk and Kearney High, the Bearcats and the Panthers at 7:30. And the marquee game, Denver East and Omaha Central. Denver East got a couple of Division I players, including a player that will be going to Creighton, Omaha Central. A bit of a down year considering the team they had last year, but still a heck of a good season so far. Only a few losses for the Eagles. That will be at 9:15 on Classic Hits, 98.9. Don't forget, we got wrestling as well. At 2 o'clock, the D3 District Wrestling Tournament from Amherst. We'll have our wrestling rally tomorrow as well around 3 o'clock right here on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. We're going to take one more break. We'll be back with the second half tip-off next. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. We take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, or your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Again, we'll take a quick break. We'll have the second half tip-off next. ESPN 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owners insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Back here in Grand Island, Heartland Hoops Classic. High Plains leads it 24-15 at halftime. High Plains will get the ball to start the second half, inbounding into the far court. Klingsporn will take this one. Crosses the timeline now. Going much slower pace here to start the second half. Klingsporn on the right wing. Into the corner for Engel. Engel, three-pointer, no good. Rebound to High Plains. That was McKeiken. McKeiken back over to Freaks. Freaks gets it over to McKeiken on the right side. Now it's at the top of the key for Schuster. Schuster back to Freaks. Freaks on the left side. Inbound to the low post. Back out to the top now. Now it's on the right wing. Back to the top. Three-pointer there for Schuster. Schuster's shot up, no good. Rebound back to Schuster. Got his own rebound on the right side. Now Freaks has it. 7:22 to go in this one. No score so far in the second half. Two-point shot there, top of the key. No good for Scott. Rebound to Klingsporn. Klingsporn for High Plains. Gets it over to Engel. Engel fakes the pass to Klingsporn. Now we'll give it to him. Tipped away there. Turnover there for High Plains. Stolen away by Freaks. Freaks going coast to coast. Tries to spin. Dishes it out on the left wing now. Scott gets it over to McKeiken. McKeiken inside to Freaks. Freaks headshot fake goes up. And a foul on the play. Got a little bit too much wrist on that one. They're going to call that on Shank, and they're going to say it was before the shot. So no free throws coming for Freaks. Freaks will inbound it, though. Now it's on the left side. Verhusen with it. Now he gets it back to Freaks. Freaks dribbling with his right hand. Now his left. Going to get a pick on that left side. Gets it back over to Verhusen. Verhusen whips it across to Freaks. Freaks gets a pick there at the top of the key. Now gets it over for a three-pointer for Verhusen. Verhusen, three-pointer shot up and good for Derek Verhusen, 6-foot senior. Extends the High Plains lead to 12, 27-15. Should have cut into it, excuse me there. Two-point shot there on the other side for Freeman, or High Plains, no good. Freeman goes coast-to-coast with it. Schuster with an easy two, laying up there. Fast break opportunity. Another 2 points for Freeman. High Plains. Schuster makes that last layup. Now Engel with it. Turns it over. Gets it ahead to Schuster. Schuster, shot up, layup, up and in. So Schuster, four straight points now. For Freeman. Freeman cutting into this High Plains lead. 24-22. Two-point ball game. Freeman now. High Plains throws it away. Klingsporn just got really lazy with that pass. And a timeout on the floor. Cameron Hudson not pleased with this team's effort to start this second half. 5:23 to go in the third quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Call Joe today for your check, your auto, home, or life insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Back here in Grand Island, alongside Randy Bushkitter, I'm Jeff Babel. Glad to have you guys along with us. 24-22, another good game here at the Heartland Event Center. Kind of imaging our first game where Overton had led for most of that game. Then Sutton came back and made it a ball game. Overton eventually did come back with a win. High Plains led for much of this first quarter. Now Freeman has cut the lead to two, and they have the ball. Looking to tie it, maybe even get another lead here. Freeman with it now. On the left side, they're going to get it to Freaks. Freaks working on a man one-on-one. Shot up in the lane, up and no good, but he was fouled. He'll head to the free throw line. Isaac Freaks, 6'1" junior, head to the line. Foul was on Angle, his first. Team's second foul of the second half. Freaks' first free throw hits the rim, rolls around, and falls. Isaac Freaks leading the Freeman Falcons here in the second half. Down by one. Chance to tie it here. Shot up and good. It is tied 24-24 now. 5:10 to go in the third quarter. Substitutions will be in for the Storm at the next buzzer. High Plains with an Angle. Whips it to Klingsporn. Klingsporn in the corner now. Cross-court pass nearly stolen away by McKeiken. McKeiken guarding Angle. Angle picks up his dribble, gets it to Klingsporn. Klingsporn trying to find somebody inside. They're going to find an easy two inside. Nice basket there by Logan Fleming. Fleming had great positioning on his man the whole time. They finally got it to him, and High Plains gets the lead back, 26-24. Freeman now. Freaks has it on the left side. Now McKeiken. McKeiken back to Schuster. Schuster gets it to Freaks. Freaks for three. Shot up and good. Three-point basket. And the lead back for Freeman, Isaac Freaks. Five of those teams has the five most recent points for the Freeman Falcons. High Plains looking to get something going here. Inside, nearly turned over. Nunenkamp inside, gets fouled. Jump ball. They're going to say it was a jump ball. Ben Nunenkamp was tied up there. Substitutions into the game for High Plains. Jabe Wirtz and Tyler Martin will come in. Nunenkamp and Schenk will sit for the Storm. Freeman now with the lead, 27-26. Foster up to Scott. Now Freaks has it. Over to Scott. Now on the right wing, Bloom. Bloom crossing his man over there. Tries to drive baseline. Kicks over to the corner. No shot there for McKeiken. McKeiken picks up his dribble. He's in trouble. Stolen away. Two-on-one opportunity now for High Plains. Easy layup for Klingsporn. Klingsporn gets the bucket. Tyler Martin with the assist and the steal. Storm retake the lead, 28-27 now. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Bloom working on that right side. Picks up his dribble. Whips it across to Scott. Scott gets it to McKeiken. Back to Scott. Now Bloom on the right side. Looks inside. Doesn't take it. Schuster gets it to Freaks. Freaks on his man. One-on-one on the left side. Now to Scott. Freeman working the perimeter. Try to work it inside. Thrown away there. And it'll be a turnover for Freeman. They tried to go inside. Nothing was doing. Good defense there by the Storm. They're going to force the turnover. High Plains will take the ball back. Up by one, 28-27, 2:50 to go. Third quarter here on ESPN 1460, 1550. PlatteRiverPreps.com, foul on the other side. Schuster will pick up his first. Checking into the game now for Freeman. Derek Van Heusen checking in for Colin Bloom. Klingsporn gets the inbounds pass. Met there with a heavy 2-3 zone. High Plains gets it inside to Freak. Or Freeman gets it inside, excuse me. Turns the ball over where the High Plains. Wirtz was working at the high post. Turned the ball over. Now Freeman has it. Freaks has it. Now it's on the left wing. Now it's at the top for Freaks. Freaks tries to find Scott on a pick and roll. And hits him in the knees and kicks it out of bounds. So a turnover there by Freeman. Pick and roll was working there, but Holden Scott just unable to hang on to the ball. Turns the ball over. 28-27. Storm with the lead and the ball. Tipped out of bounds there by Freeman, so no change of possession there. They were looking to get it to Martin in the corner. Now Klingsporn's got it, working on the left side. Nearly stolen away there. Picks up his dribble. Gets it to Fleming. Fleming back to Klingsporn. Klingsporn double team there. Splits the D. Gets it to Fleming. Fleming wide open for two. Shot up and good. 2-point basket for Fleming. 30-27. High Plains with the lead. Timeout on the floor. Freeman will take it. Freeman wants it. Down by three. They've clawed back into this game. They don't want to lose control. This timeout brought to you by Joe Menthe, Shelter Insurance, and Kearney. Call Joe today for a check of your auto, home, or life insurance. Back on ESPN 1460, 1550 in 30 seconds.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on your new apartment.
That is so awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we got you this.
A shelter renter's policy?
Helps cover your stuff if the place catches fire.
You know, or is broken into.
Helps cover your computer, TV.
Your fancy schmancy bicycle.
So they'll help me replace stuff.
That's the idea.
Have fun, son.
I thought he'd never leave.
Whew, that makes two of us.
Ask shelter agent Joe Menthe about shelter's competitive renter's insurance rates.
All right, back here in Grand Island. Freeman with the ball down by three. Freaks has it. Gets it over to McKeiken. McKeiken, top of the key now. Freaks has it again. Shot from three-point land on the right wing, up and good. Three-point basket, Derek Vernhusen. Vernhusen was injured earlier in the game. Back in there, making the three-pointer, tying the game up at 30. Good play call out of the timeout. Now High Plains with it in the corner. That's Martin. Martin gets it across to the left side. Klingsporn. Klingsporn to Fleming. Fleming finds his man wide open on the right side. He passes up. Three-pointer in the corner for Martin. Martin, front of the iron. No good. Rebound to Schuster. Good look there for High Plains. Just couldn't find the bottom of the net. 30-30. Now three-pointer on the other side. Up and no good. Rebound to Schenck. Schenck with it now for High Plains. Schenck in the corner. Shot up by Klingsporn for three. No good. Rebound to McKeiken. McKeiken try to find a man. Freaks has got it. They've got numbers. Now he'll pick it up, slow it down, pick up his dribble. McKeiken has it now. Back to Freaks. Freaks working on his right side with that left-handed dribble. 44 seconds to go in this one. Timeout on the floor. Freeman wants to talk over the last 40 seconds. Maybe try to design a play for the last shot. This timeout brought to you by Joe Menthe, Shelter Insurance, and Kearney. Back in 30 seconds, PlatteRiverPreps.com, ESPN 1460 and 1550.
Today, tomorrow, together.
At Home Federal Bank, our convenient locations are the foundation. But we know that today's banking requires more, like innovative online solutions, mobile apps, text and email alerts, and mobile banking. Now with Mobile Deposit, our progressive services help you prepare for whatever tomorrow may bring. Together, we know this is a great place to call home.
Build your future at home. Home Federal Bank.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
All right, welcome back to Grand Island. 30-all tie right now. 42 seconds to go in the third quarter. High Plains led for much of the first half. Freeman been clawing back, led by Isaac Freaks. And Dylan Schuster playing very well. Or Dylan McKeiken, excuse me. Cole Schuster for the Storm Bolt. All three of those guys been playing really well here in the second half. Freeman getting out of their timeout right now, trying to design a play from their sideline. 42 seconds to go. We'll see if they save it for one shot. Ball has been inbounded. Scott has it. Now Freaks has it on the right side. Schuster at the top of the key. He'll dish it over to Vernhusen. Excuse me, that was Bloom. Bloom has it on the left side. Working on his man one-on-one. Top of the key for Scott. Scott yet to score tonight. More of a facilitator. Schuster gets it over to Freaks. Freaks with 14 seconds left. They're probably going to try to run the play through him. He'll hand it off to Bloom. Try to set up a pick there for Colin. Colin gets over to McKeiken. McKeiken turns it over now. Stolen away by High Plains. 4 seconds to go. Fleming is led just a little too far by Klingsporn. Klingsporn unable to hang on to that. Or Klingsporn overthrew Fleming. Fleming about had a good look at it, but just too far. 1 second to go. Freeman will need to inbound it and get a quick shot here. Inbounded to Freaks. Freaks says, I'm not going to take it from three quarters court. It's probably not going to go in. So we'll just head to the fourth quarter. Tied at 30. High Plains. The Storm. Freeman. The Falcons. Tied at 30. We got 8 minutes to decide this one. We'll do it next on ESPN 1460 and 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Back in Grand Island, fourth quarter action. Heartland's Hoops Classic, 30-30 tie. High Plains and Freeman. High Plains gets a shot there from Wirtz. Wirtz misses it. Rebound out to Freaks. Freaks hands it off to Bloom now. Just under 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 30-30 all. Freaks tries to lob it underneath for Schuster. Schuster had a wide open layup. Missed it underneath. High Plains comes away with a rebound. Klingsporn's got it now. He's going to slow down the offense. Hands it off to Angle. Angle. Inside to Noonenkamp. Noonenkamp back to Angle. Angle shot up from three-pointers. Good three-pointer for Logan Angle and a timeout for High Plains. High Plains wants a timeout. We'll take it with him. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Check for your home, life, and auto. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Back in Grand Island, Heartland Hoops Classic, 33-30. High Plains in the lead. Isaac Freaks with the ball on the right wing. Scott now with it at the top. Back to Freaks on the right side. Schuster has it now. Left wing, shot up. Long rebound, no good for High Plains. Rebound back to Scott. Scott shot up, no good either. Rebound being fought for down there. Last touched by High Plains. Freeman will retain possession. Solacek with the first shot. Unable to find it. Freaks will inbound it. He'll find Scott. Scott immediately finds Vern Hewson for the two. Shot up, no good. Rebound quickly out to the Storm. Storm slowing it down now on the right side. Up by three in this one. Turned it over. Stolen away by Schuster. Schuster one-on-one. Lays it up, no good. But he was fouled. Fouled on the play by Dylan Schenk. Schenk nearly ends up into the crowd there. Schuster will be at the line for two. Checking into the game for High Plains at the next whistle. Or Freeman, excuse me, Dylan McKeiken. McKeiken will come in. He'll replace Vern Hewson. Vern Hewson with a noticeable limp. He went down early in that first half with that knee. Trying to get some rest there. Second free throw up and good for Schuster. High Plains up by two now. Klingsporn picks up his dribble. Fleming with it now. Klingsporn fakes the pass, shoots it, shoots the three up and good. Three-point basket. Cole Klingsporn extends the lead to five now. High Plains with the lead. Freeman with the ball. Freaks with it, working at the top. Goes right, shot up at the elbow, up and in, and the foul. 3-point play opportunity for Isaac Freaks. Cuts the lead to 3, 6:01 to go in the final quarter of play. Freeman into the game now. Bloom will come back in. Slotchick will sit. Freaks will be at the line. Try and cut this to 2. Bends the knees. High arcing shot up and good. Isaac Freaks doing well today. 10 points on the game for the Freeman Flyers. Schuster also has 10. Falcons, excuse me. Ball tipped out of bounds. High Plains will retain possession. High Plains now in the front court. Trapped into the corner. Inside look for Noonenkamp. Noonenkamp had it tipped away. It'll stay with High Plains, though. Good defense there by Freeman. Looked like Scott was guarding Noonenkamp the whole way. Underneath their own basket, High Plains inbounds it now. To the top to Martin. Martin finds angle. Back to Martin at the top. Martin picks up his dribble. Tries to find somebody. Finds Klingsporn on the right side. Drives to the hoop. Shot up for Klingsporn. Up and in. Cole Klingsporn with another 2 points tonight. He averages 12 on the game. On the season, excuse me. Freaks now with it for Freeman. Whips it over to McKeiken on the left side. Now to Freaks. Freaks at the top of the key. Dribbles. Beats his man on the left side. Nice move there. Just couldn't finish. High Plains with another rebound. Pulled down by Klingsporn. Klingsporn run the point now. Picked up there. Gets it to Fleming. Fleming whips it across to Martin. Martin working on his man there. Gets fouled on the play by McKeiken. Dylan McKeiken will pick up the foul there. Just his first, though. Just the second team foul, so nowhere near the bonus are the High Plains Storm. Storm up by 4 right now. Dangerous pass there, nearly picked off. Ball to Klingsporn. Klingsporn finds Fleming. Back over to Martin. Wide open shot for Klingsporn. He doesn't take it. Inside foul. Noonenkamp. Noonenkamp puts it up and in and is fouled. Ben Noonenkamp with a big 2 points there, and he'll head to the line up by 6 now. High Plains is looking to make it 7. Good job there by Cole Klingsporn, faking the shot, getting a couple guys to commit to him and finding Noonenkamp. Noonenkamp now at the free throw line, shot up front of the iron, no good. And Freeman will get that one. It just rolled helplessly to the baseline. A couple of players were fighting for it. No one actually touched it, so last touch by Noonenkamp. Freeman will take it with Colin Bloom now. Colin Bloom working on the point. Dribbles between his legs. Now finds Freaks. Lowers his head, goes right to the basket. Passes off to his teammate now. Shot from three-pointer, no good by Vernhusen. Vernhusen late getting back. High Plains slows it down, though. Angle with it now. Finds Noonenkamp. Noonenkamp, shot fake, no good. Stolen away there by Freaks. Freaks now, coast to coast. One on three, and he takes... mismatch there, but he still got the two-pointer. Isaac Freaks, 2 more points, cuts the lead to 4. 40-36, High Plains on top. Angle with it now. Angle dribbling on the left side, double team there. Picks up his dribble. Ball's on the ground, looks like it'll be a jump ball, and it will be. Possession arrow gives it to Freeman. So change of possession there, checking in the game now for the Falcons. Dylan McKeiken coming back in. Derek Vernhusen coming out. Vernhusen with a very, very noticeable limp now. Struggling out there from the field. Bloom with it. Top of the key. Inside to Scott. Scott finds Freaks on the back door. Throws it away, though, and a turnover there for Freeman. Had Freaks there. Back door. Freaks just mishandled the ball and a turnover. 3:36 to go in this one. High Plains up by 4. Listening to the Heartland Hoops Classic on ESPN 1460, 1550. Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, PlatteRiverPreps.com worldwide. High Plains now gets it inside, and Fleming makes it. Fleming with an easy 2 on the left elbow. Now Freeman going quick. Freaks tries to find Schuster. Schuster shot up, rolled on the rim, doesn't fall, but he'll go to the line for 2. So quick transition there. Freaks with a baseball pass. to Schuster. Schuster gets fouled, almost converted there, but he'll head to the line to shoot two. Down by six, 3:14 to go. First free throw up and good. Both teams pretty well shooting the ball from the free throw line tonight. Schuster makes that one. Second free throw, bends the knees. Shoots it, High Archer rolls around and falls. 52-38, High Plains with the lead. Fleming with it now. Nice pass inside, and Shank goes up and is hit hard and fouled. Shank unable to get a shot off. But a beautiful pass there by Fleming, finding Shank. Shank will go to the line for two, up by four. Game's starting to get slowed down, settled at the free throw line. Shank with two big ones here. First one up and good, nothing but net. Shank doesn't have the prettiest of form, but they go in via the free throw line. Dylan Shank bends the knees, second shot, up and good as well. Up by six now. Freeman with 3 minutes to go. Each possession becoming each and more valuable. Freaks with it on the right side. Now to Schuster. Schuster gets it to Scott. Scott gets it on the right side. Now it's at the top of the key for McKeigan for three. Shot up, back of the iron, no good. Front of the iron, no good either. Rebound to High Plains and over the back. On Sedlacek. Sedlacek goes over the back. For Freeman, picks up the fifth team foul, so no free throws yet. For the Storm, Storm up by six. 2:30 to go. Still two fouls away from being in the bonus are the High Plains Storm. With the ball now in the corner, that's Martin. Martin picks up his dribble. Double team there, turns the ball over. Freaks with the steal. Freaks got Schuster ahead. Schuster wide open layup, up and over, and good. Cuts the lead to four. Beautiful move there by Schuster. Great find there by Isaac Freaks. Cuts the lead to four. 2:12 to go. Backdoor pass intended for Fleming. Tipped away there by Sedlacek. Sedlacek gets the steal. No foul there off of Martin. Excuse me. Yeah, that'll be off of Martin. And Freeman will retain possession. Good hustle play there. Tried to save it. Leg was on the line, though, so a turnover there. Freeman will get it. Down by four with 2 minutes to go. Vern Huizen checks back into the game. Still limping on that right knee. Gritting this one out. Inbounds it to Freaks. Under 2 minutes to go now. Down by four. Freeman. The Falcons. Looking for a bucket here. Top of the key. Now on the right side, three-pointer for Van Huizen. Shot up, no good. Rebound to Bloom. Bloom throws it off of his defender. Stays with Freeman. Good call there on the baseline. Bloom just threw it off the defender. The defender hit him in the leg and fell out of bounds. So Freeman retains possession under their own basket. Going to inbound it. Into the right corner. Thought about a three, doesn't take it. Bloom takes it now. Buck 36 to go in this one. 44-40. Isaac Freaks with it on the right side. He's got 10 tonight. Spin move there at the top of the key. Tipped away there. He retains possession. 5-on-4 now. He'll shoot the three. Shot up, no good. Rebound. Bloom tries for it, and High Plains comes away with it. Dylan Shank. Now it's over to Klingsporn. Now to Angle. Fleming with it now, and a foul by Dylan McKeiken. Picks up the 16th foul, just trying to get High Plains to get to the line here eventually. They're going to substitute Will Freeman. Into the game, Sedlacek and Scott. 16 fouls on Freeman. So the next foul will send High Plains to the line. Dangerous pass there. Fleming's got it in the corner. He's going to drive baseline. Finds Klingsporn. Klingsporn will slow it down. 1 minute to go. And they're going to foul Klingsporn. Look like that would be McKeiken that will foul him. It was him with the body. Klingsporn will go to the line for a 1-1 situation. McKeiken picks up his third foul. High Plains up by four here. One-on-one situation. Klingsporn bends the knees, nothing but net. Extends the lead to five. 45-40. 58 seconds to go. Substitution in the game for Freeman. Bloom comes in. Scott goes out. Coach is barking and signals what to do off of a make free throw here. Klingsporn dribbles, bends the knees. Shot up. Good. 46-40. Two-possession game. Freeman with the ball, down by two possessions. Bloom with it. Gets it to Van Heusen. Van Heusen drives to the hoop. Excuse me, that was Solacek. Solacek picks up the foul, and he'll head to the free throw line for two. Down by six. 51 to go. Misco Sports postgame show coming up next. Couple exciting games here to start off the Heartlands Hoops Classic. First free throw. Back in the air. No good. Tough time to miss one there. Kalen Sedlacek, sophomore, gets his second free throw. Back of the iron, no good again. Rebound, Noonenkamp. Noonenkamp's fouled immediately. He'll head to the line to shoot a 1-1. Bloom picks up his first personal foul. Eighth team foul, so 1-1 situation. Two more fouls and they'll be in the double bonus. Ben Noonenkamp at the free throw line. Bends the knees, shot up, good. Makes the front end, extends the lead to seven. Makes it a three possession game now with 49 seconds to go. Noonenkamp, big on the rebounds tonight. Trying to be big from the free throw line. He gets the second one. So two made free throws there for Ben Noonenkamp. Extends the lead to eight for High Plains. Isaac Freaks will try to take this game in his hands. He works on the left side. Shot up from three-pointer by Freaks is blocked there by Engel. Engel steals it away now, and he's fouled by Bloom on the sideline. The High Plains fans and players on the bench are standing up cheering, knowing this one's pretty much in the bag now. Nice job there by Logan Engel, getting a block, then stealing the ball right off the block. Wasting a few seconds there and getting fouled ahead of the free throw line. 1-1 situation. First free throw up and good for him. 9 team fouls now for Freeman, so double bonus the rest of the way. If High Plains finds the line again. Angle. Shot up and good. High Plains doing a great job of hitting their free throws down the stretch. Might be the difference in this one. Freaks. Takes the inbounds, 35 seconds to go. Needs a quick bucket here. He's going to drive to the hoop. Goes up with his right hand, makes it, 30 seconds to go. Timeout on the floor, timeout Freeman. 30.8 to go in this one. Down by eight. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Call Joe today for a check of your auto, home, or life insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back for the end of the game on ESPN 1460 and 1550.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Back here at the Harlan Hoops Classic, 31 seconds to go in this one. High Plains inbounds it to Fleming. Fleming gets trapped there in the corner. Now they get it to Klingsporn. Klingsporn dribbles it out, gets fouled there with 22.6 to go. High Plains up by eight at the free throw line now. 10th team foul on Freeman. Double bonus situation for Storm. Klingsporn will get two now. Again, stay tuned. Misco Sports postgame show coming up next. Klingsporn's first free throw up and no good. Front of the iron, no good. Substitution in for Freeman. Vern Houston coming in. Second free throw for Klingsporn, nothing but net. 9-point ball game now. High Plains with the lead. Freaks going as quickly as he can. Hands it off, trying to get a three. Three-pointer up for Vern Houston. Missed everything. Rebound to High Plains. Fleming will have this one, and he'll get fouled, and he'll go to the line, too. Well, that'll do it. The only thing that's in doubt now is the final numbers. High Plains will win this one. They'll advance to 20-1 on the year. A couple more games left before sub-districts. They'll be at Osceola and at Meridian. A couple of very winnable games there. First free throw for Fleming. Back of the iron, no good. He misses that one. Freeman, they'll fall to 19-4. And they'll be at Sterling next Friday night to wrap up the regular season. Second free throw for Fleming. Finds the back of the net there. It's good. 52-42, a 10-point lead now for High Plains. Freaks is going to go coast to coast, try to make it an 8-point ball game. He misses that one. Rebound for High Plains. Shank will grab that one, and he'll hang on to it, and that'll do it. High Plains wins it by 10, 52-42, the Storm over the Falcons. We're going to take a quick break. On the other side, we'll take a look at the numbers and how the teams got there. And do it next on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, coming up next.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget, we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central Kearney.
Welcome back to Grand Island. Alongside Rainey Bushcutter, I'm Jeff Babel. You're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated, keeping you geared up for the games you play, doing so for years, and will do so for many more years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. Go see them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Misco's. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. 52-42, a 10-point victory for the High Plains Storm over the Freeman Falcons. Let's take a look at the numbers. Rainey Bushcutter.
High Plains wins it by 10. They also won the rebounding battle by 4s, 20-16. And the shooting from the field, a lot better. They were 17 of 29 overall for High Plains, while Freeman was 15 of 40 from the field. And for Freeman leading the way with 14 points, Isaac Frericks also with 14, Cole Schuster. And then after that, it's all single digits. Derek Verhuizen with 6. Kellen Sedlacek with 5, and Cullen Bloom finished with 3 points here. Leading rebounder for Freeman was Frericks. He finished with 5 rebounds on the day. Again, unofficially shooting from the field, 15 of 40 for about 37%. Meanwhile, for High Plains, they shot over 50% in the game, obviously. They were 17 of 29 for almost 59%. And they were led by 3 players in double digits. Logan Fleming leading the way with 17. Cole Klingsporn with 10. Logan Engel with 10. Dylan Schenk with 8. Nunnenkamp finished with 4. And Cole Harless with 3 points here in the ball game. Leading rebounders were Nunnenkamp. He finished with 6. 3 also for Fleming as well as Dylan Schenk. Again, they were 17 of 29 from the field. That's right at 59% inside the arc. They were 14 of 16 unofficially inside in two-point range, and that's just torrid shooting. Mm-hmm. And they were 3 of 13 behind the arc for 23%, which actually from three-point range isn't too shabby, but my goodness, you shoot 88% inside and in the paint. That's getting the job done. And High Plains rolls in this one fairly comfortably, 52 to 42.
Yeah, they shot those high percentage shots. They shot a very, very high percentage. I think he's at 88%. They didn't shoot the ball from three very well, but when you make that as many twos as you did, and they made a lot of free throws clutch down the stretch to pull away with the victory, a 52-42 victory for High Plains. Nice job there by Freeman, though. Freaks and Schuster with 14 apiece. Just wasn't enough down the stretch. Engel chipped in 10 as well for High Plains. So good effort by both teams. So two games done here at the Heartlands Hoop Classic. We'll take a quick break, preview the rest of the games for you, and do a little bit more breakdown. We'll do it next here on ESPN 1460 and 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Back here in Grand Island, Jeff Babel alongside Randy Bushcutter, Merritt Lawson, back of the studio, Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports Incorporated with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on at Misco's. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. High Plains Community, they'll advance to 20-1 on the year with a 52-42 victory over the Freeman Falcons. They'll finish again at Osceola and then at Meridian. A couple of very winnable games there for the Storm. The Freeman Flyers, they'll finish at Sterling next Friday night. A very winnable game for them as well. Our next game up here on the Heartlands Hoop Classic in about a half hour's time, Elkhorn South, Grand Island Senior High at 12:30, Bishop Newman, Grand Island Northwest, Norfolk Catholic, Donovan Trumbull as well. And then we'll switch over to the Classic Hits 98.9 for the final three games as well. So 52-42 is your final score here. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports Incorporated, their storefront location in Ord. Call them today. Go see them before the games begin. For Randy Bushcutter and Merritt Lawson, I'm Jeff Babel from Grand Island saying so long, everyone. We'll see you at 12:30 for Elkhorn South and Grand Island Senior High.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.